death is something that you think more and more about the older you get. I can tell you, with almost a full head of grey hair these days, the view of the end of this life is much sharper in my vision than it was, say, 20 years ago. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, there's a cheery thought, eh? I imagine that you must feel so grateful that I share it with you today. But of course, for anyone who believes in Jesus, death has lost its victory, because in Christ it gives way to a life eternal. Why is it then that so many of God's people, Christians as they call themselves, seem to be like the walking dead? On the one hand, believing in Jesus, but on the other hand, lacking that gleam in the eye, lacking that sense of vitality and purpose, as though their eternal reality in Christ's presence means nothing to them. The answer is that their sin is killing them. Romans chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. So, what should we do? Should we sin because we're under grace and not under the law? Certainly not. Surely you know that you become the slaves of whatever you give yourselves to. Anything or anyone you follow will be your master. You can follow sin or you can obey God. Following sin brings spiritual death, but obeying God makes you right with Him. Whatever your favorite version of sin may be, however much you may wish to rationalize it away as just being part of your makeup, sin is never, never a small thing. John Owen, in his 17th century book of The Mortification of Sin, puts it like this: be killing sin, or it will be killing you. Listen, you can follow sin, or you can obey God. Following sin brings spiritual death, but obeying God makes you right with Him. That's His word, fresh for you today. Some days, sin seems to overwhelm us. Sin seems to be winning. It all looks hopeless. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called More Hope Than You Can Ever Imagine. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.